first five games of film that you've probably seen of the Patriots by now, what can you say that you take away from looking at the team's offense and the little bit of struggles that they've had? What can you say you've seen from that?
Well, it's hard for me to comment on someone else's struggles. Certainly, it's been a team that's been very explosive. They're playing very good on defense. And like every one of us, we're in a race to improve each week, and that's what we're trying to do. I'm sure New England's doing the same.
Sean, you've gone up against Aqib Talib a lot over the last few years when he was with Tampa Bay. What do you see out of him now? Is he the same player that he was in Tampa Bay? Has he improved at all?
Well, he's playing first in a little bit different system. He's doing a great job. He's having an outstanding season. He's playing a lot of man coverage, oftentimes drawing the opponent's best receiver. He's got very good ball skills, so you've got to be very careful on where you're locating the football. He's got great makeup speed, and he's also got the size. He's having a fantastic season. So you see him a little bit different only because of the amount of man he's playing, maybe relative to when we saw him at Tampa Bay.
Sean, based on your experience facing the Patriots in the past, how different is that from the Patriots themselves, the amount of man coverage you're seeing from them?
Well, last week was really the first spot drop zone team that we've seen in quite a while in Chicago. So, you know, it still ends up about trying to find ways to create separation. And when that's taking place, you know, problematically, you can get caught holding the football and there's stress in the protection. So I think that's one of the things that they've done well defensively. Obviously, there's variations on how teams play man and how much safety help or how little safety help. And those are the things that we've just got to be ready to handle and understand, especially on the road.
Sean, there's a lot of talk up here about whether Gronkowski will play or not. When you're preparing for a situation like this where you don't know if one of the top players is going to play, how do you prepare? Do you have to set two defensive game plans?
Well, I don't necessarily think there's two defensive game plans. I was just asked that question earlier by our media, and I think it's more a case where, you know, when you go against your scout teams that are trying to simulate the opponent, you know, you oftentimes use jersey numbers, and sometimes the fronts or coverages can be dictated by alignment. So I think you take the approach, A, that he's going to play, and then you understand if he doesn't, you know, how that affects, you know, your game plan. But I don't think you ever go in with two entirely different plans, but you're certainly mindful of a player of his ability.
Coach, I know you can't necessarily speak for your defensive coordinator and Rob Ryan, but obviously, you know, his brother Rex plays the Patriots obviously twice a year. Do you think they trade any notes at all or talk a little bit about what it's like playing the Patriots?
Well, you said it at the beginning. I can't really speak for him.
What has Rob brought to your defense this year?
Well, I think, number one, he's got a passion for the game. I think that he's instilled some confidence in our guys. And the other thing is he's a great staff member, very loyal and hardworking. And you know, all those combinations, and we were able to add a few key pieces. There's still a handful of things that we've got to improve on. But you know, you really, as a head coach, appreciate the passion he has. And also just the type of staff member he is.
Steve Spagnuolo, was he basically the fall guy for what happened last year defensively with you guys?
No, I wouldn't say that. Next question.
Well, what all those attributes you just said for Rob, it seems like Steve brought those to the team as well. So why do you
Next question.
What's the biggest schematic difference with your defense this year?
I think we were a little bit more zone pressure oriented a year ago in regards to our front and coverages, and we're probably, I would say, playing quite a bit more man. There's some personnel differences in regards to how we're aligning from a year ago that are just really an entirely different look.
Just along those lines, can you speak of what Kenny's brought to your team at the safety position?
Well, he's got good instincts. And the challenge we had in evaluating him on college tape is he played almost entirely in the nickel. In other words, there were two safeties behind him, and he was kind of playing with all the spread offenses. He was playing that nickel position, but you knew he had played, and he played prior in the third and in the half position or down low. He's got good size. He's a very good tackler, and he's one of those rookies that has picked things up fairly quickly. I think he's got good football instincts.
Sean, how much of Drew Brees' excellent performance this year do you think has to do with the fact that you're back and he doesn't have to handle all the peripheral things he did last year with coaching and leadership and things of that nature?
Well, I think it would be more about the type of games we're playing. I think that the two allies, I think, for good quarterback play starts with, you know, good defensive football and then the ability to have some balance with the running game to go along with the passing game. And we're still a work in progress with our running game, but, you know, I think that it becomes more challenging at that position when you're playing in high-scoring games and, you know, there's that pressure to feel like you've got to score X amount of points each week to win. I think that that's one of the things that, you know, each week we kind of look at a plan and it might be different. Last week in Chicago, certainly it was different than the week before in my or home here versus Miami. And so he's very good in understanding what the plan is that week to win, and I think that's what we've tried to focus on.
Talking about the quarterback, Sean, obviously there's a little bit of difference in size, but looking at sort of their on-field skill set after all the years and all the things that they've done, do you see a lot of similarities between Drew and Tom?
Well, they're certainly both driven, competitive players that really, you know, put winning ahead of every other statistic. And then you throw on top a skill set, guys that are accurate when they throw the football, good leaders. You know, those are some basic common denominators.
Any differences that come to mind?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at them, obviously they're built differently, and, you know, there are different strengths and weaknesses, I'm sure. But when you look at a guy like Tom, we talked about this earlier, and Bill, they've been together for so long. I mean, I can recall back when I was with the Giants, us having that joint practice. I think it was after 2000 or 2001 maybe, and Coach Raybine had just passed away. We were up there with the Giants for, you know, three or four days before a preseason game, and I think it was the year that Tom is going to end up playing and end up winning a Super Bowl. But, you know, you've seen his career. It seems like it's lasted a long time, and you don't see any type of drop off, and you know that he takes care of himself. He works extremely hard at it, and I think there's just those unique traits that someone like Tom Brady has or someone like Drew Brees has that just drives them to be excellent. And again, though, obviously there's some differences, and we try to always, with every player, try to build upon what we feel like are the strong suits.
Sean, Tom Brady's numbers are a little bit down, not used to what Patriots fans are used to seeing. Do you see the same Tom Brady out of him? Do you think he's still the same elite quarterback?
Absolutely. I mean, when you take the pieces away in just 1 year, I mean, that's a transition that's difficult. But you see everything you've seen prior. You see the arm strength. You see the will to win. You see the competitive drive. You see all those things. You know, I think just like we are, you know, a work in progress each week, we're trying to improve. We feel like we tell our players this, we're in a race to get better. You know, it's either that or you're going the other direction, and I'm sure they're working hard to improve the areas they feel like they need to, just like we are.
Sean, I'm guessing you've been asked this before, but is there anything you took away positive from your sabbatical last year?
Well, it gave me an opportunity to coach, you know, my son's sixth grade football team. You certainly gain an appreciation for the relationships you have in this industry and the process. I don't know that you necessarily miss game days itself or the practices itself, but not having any contact with anyone in the league with any team, you realize the amount of people that you see on a daily basis, and so I think you appreciate that more than ever. You become stronger, you become maybe a little bit more cynical, and hopefully you come back and for me it was quickly getting up to speed. There's a lot of changes. In 1 year you have a draft class and a free agency class, and I don't know how many players that is or what's the average, but let's just say it's a dozen to 14 or 15, and then the following year you're coming back, you have a draft class and a free agency class, and that first team meeting you're sitting in, there's 38, 40 players that you haven't met yet.
Just on another staff question, you have a valued member, a trusted member in Terry Malone, who has ties to Massachusetts in a number of ways. And can you just speak to his importance to your staff and maybe the impact he's had on Jimmy Graham and the rest of the tight ends?
He's done a very good job with that group. I knew Terry back from coaching in college. He's provided very good stability. He's been with us since our initial season in 06, and at that time, post-Katrina, it was hard bringing, coaches and families here to this region shortly after Katrina. So, but I've known him prior to that. Pete Carmichael's another coach that we have that came in 06 who played baseball at Boston College. So there's a few ties to that area.
What does Terry bring to that tight end position that maybe, again, has helped Jimmy?
Well, I think he's a good communicator and a good teacher. I think that he was very consistent. I think as coaches, we're always looking for individuals that love teaching and that have a passion for their job, and I think, he brings those things.
Sean, when a team loses a player of the caliber of Vince Wilfork in the middle of the season, how long does it usually take for the team to adjust to life without him?
Well, I think that every team, goes through the transition of losing potential players, and I think that it still gets back to team defense, team offense, and there is that mindset of the next player up, the next man up, and it's existed with us this year with the loss of a handful of players that in the spring or early training camp that we felt would be starters for us, and I'm sure that the same thing's taking place with New England. Last question.
I'll just throw one out at you then. Just with Jimmy Graham, you ever seen anything like him?
Well, I think our league has seen probably in the last 10 years tight ends maybe used differently. I just don't have the extensive background, maybe from an experience standpoint. I was in New York when we drafted Jeremy Shockey, and I'm not making a comparison. I'm just pointing towards tight ends that I've been a part of or was able to, share a locker room with. We were in Dallas when we drafted Jason Witten. In Jimmy's case, what was unique is that he just had the 1 year of playing at Miami following, his basketball career. So to our scouts' credit, there was some projection, with just the limited exposure he had to the college game. And, he's come in, he's worked extremely hard. He wants to please, and he's got that size and stature and his ability, and the ability to adjust on some difficult throws. It's hard to project, because at times every year there might be an athlete you're looking at that's played another position or maybe didn't play or had the same experience. And, fortunately, we did a good job of scouting him.